Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy, painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating? Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa.
To the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. But the star of our show is the gentleman seated here right next to me, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the iconic, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the guy who brings the life and fun to this show each week, as you can tell right now as he grabs all sorts of good things. Oh, look at that. He's getting some of my jelly bellies right in front of me there. Thank you, Fred. Welcome.
Welcome.
Oh, wait a second. Let me put this button here. Yeah. Now we can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, here we go.
There you go.
Everything is good on this side of the room. How about you over there?
Everything is good right here on this side of the room. It's like same side. We're at SoFi Stadium. If you watch us on video, here's the deal. We're on CRN Digital Talk Radio on all the radio stations and all the digital platforms, the Google Home speaker, the Amazon Echo. Just say, hey, the Alexa, play CRN1 on TuneIn Radio, and you can hear us. You can hear us by dialing on your cell phone, pound 250. It's a phone call. You dial pound 250. When the call is answered, they say, what's the keyword? You say CRN. They'll load our app on your phone, and you can listen to us wherever you are.
It's the best deal in town, I swear.
It's free.
It's better than joining Netflix.
Exactly. Thank you, Fred.
See?
You're the social media genius, as I've always known all along. And then we're on Sports Byline, all of their great radio stations. Sirius XM, oh my gosh, let me tell you, Sirius XM, channel 217 on Sirius, channel 203 on XM, 967 on their internet service. We're on video, on Twitter, on Twitch, on Facebook, on Periscope, on Roku, Tiki Live, CRNTalk.com.
And the cartoon channel, aren't we?
I think so. I think that's coming up soon.
Warner Brothers Cartoon Channel.
Yeah, so we welcome you to the show. We got a big week here. How's your week been, Fred?
It's been not unlike yours. I've been trying to juggle several different things.
See?
From the professional side and the non-professional side. You don't want to know about the non-professional side.
No, you don't want to know about that.
You don't want to know about that.
Stay, I'm not interested. And don't forget, on Facebook Live, we've got our chat room going, so you can chat with us if you would like to. All you have to do is make some comments there. Anyway, that's our show. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back next week.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
See you next time.
See you next time. Abbreviated version. Stand by for Dodger baseball.
No,
we'll be back. We got a full hour
pitching,
here.
By the way, anybody pitching over there?
No, I think Clayton Kershaw came in here because he's got a little excess energy after only.
I saw him in the parking lot. He was just stammering around. He didn't know what the hell he was doing.
Throwing pretzels and peanut bags in the stand because he's got extra energy. He was only in there an inning and a third.
If I hadn't yelled at him, that truck would have hit him.
We'll be right back here in the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us. You see it and you feel it. Spending and inflation are on the rise. The dollar is falling. Why are we borrowing and paying interest on our own money? Why haven't we eliminated the Fed? It's time to get real and bring back sound money. Don't be left behind when this economic bubble breaks. Protect your nest egg with physical gold and silver from Midas Gold Group. When the chaos of big government and big banks fail you, save your financial freedom and future with a call to veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. 855-322-4653. 855-322-GOLD or always at MidasGoldGroup.com. Don't wait for trouble. Protect yourself now with Midas Gold Group, 855-322-4653. That's 855-322-GOLD, MidasGoldGroup.com. It's gold you can hold.
everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now, 800-745-9090. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Horn, and let me introduce you to a great online supplement store. It's called GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com is always passing on deals to their customers because no one should take your health for granted. For the month of July, they've slashed their prices on their Moringa Vision Bundle and their Max Cleanse Bundle. Always check out their front page for the latest sales at GetTheTea.com. Along with their wonderful cleansing teas, they have a great assortment of unique supplement formulations that you'll not find at any store. They carry glucose support, digestive, cardiovascular, weight, and immune support supplements. So what are you waiting for? Go to GetTheTea.com and don't forget to enter the code MikeT, M-I-K-E-T-E-A, for free shipping. GetTheTea.com, MikeT. GetTheTea.com, MikeT. And welcome back here to The Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. The star of the show, as I've always mentioned, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
And Carl Weathers' teammate.
Yeah, and Carl Weathers' teammate. We lost Carl Weathers. And as I mentioned, you, Fred Dreyer, and Carl, kind of following the path there, you played on the same team in college, San Diego State, correct?
Yes, we did.
You had that big game about with Southern Mississippi, was it? Did we say, yeah?
That's right. We were 40-point underdogs, and we won 68-7.
68-7. Did that coach get fired immediately after the game?
Never that coach, was his name was Pi Van.
Pi Van.
He looked intoxicated before the game, and then after the game, they couldn't find him. But he had got lost on the sideline on the bench. He was in a stupor.
That's great. One of the great games up until this weekend's big Super Bowl over there. It's good. And you know, with Carl Weathers, he went on after his playing days there and went into the NFL and played for teams. Here, I think we got a listing of some of the squads he was on. Did you ever play with him? He was never on the Rams, I don't believe. Am I correct?
No. He was I don't know if he was drafted or he was a free agent for the Raiders. Madden liked him, and he's an ex-Aztec, so he brought him to the Raiders.
Yeah, he was there. And then he went and narrated some NFL films, and later went on to be Apollo Creed in the acting movies, much the same way you did. What did you star in? Were you in some things after you got through with football?
You know, I had a tough time adjusting to post-football life.
Just something else. Hunter, yes. I'm telling you, and I was away this weekend in Paso Robles, California, and I don't know if it was the wine that I was drinking, but I went and found you.
Certainly.
I think it was on Peacock has you on, as well as Get TV, and they were running the episode, well, we'll talk about this later in the show, where you and McCall split up as partners, and it's a tearjerker. She's not really excited about it at all. You seem to be okay with it. We'll find out later in the show. It's another cliffhanger.
Oh.
That's good. Let's bring on our guest today. We got a great guy with us.
Vinny.
Yeah, he is Vince Ferragamo, your teammate, and you're his teammate from the Los Angeles Rams. Vince, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, guys, I'm loving what you guys are talking about in acting. This is awesome stuff.
You're an actor, Vinny. You acted your way through the NFL.
You're up there vacationing up in Paso Robles, and you see Freddie just on an old clip. I mean, it's great times, man.
We're reliving
it's
it.
It's a lot of fun.
I wanted to be on your show, Fred, but I never got invited. So,
you know. Well, you know, you were always in some NFL city somewhere doing something. I could never figure it out. We tried to find you, but we couldn't get hold of you.
Vince, I'm telling you. Yeah. Vince, this is your life. I want to go over a couple of things I discovered today. Every time you come on, you know, we get the stuff down. Of course, quarterback, one of the greats in the NFL, but college football, you California Golden Bears and Nebraska Cornhuskers, you really set the college on the year. And born in Torrance, and went to high school in Wilmington, and then the thing I get it, you were drafted in the fourth round of the 1977 draft, and we know that there was that controversy: should Pat Hayden play quarterback or you? And you finally stepped in and showed him whatever was going on. And then you had, what was it like playing with Joe Namath? Was he kind of always calling you around saying, "Hey, Vince, let me show you how it's done."
Vinny. You know, just growing up as a kid, though, I mean, I watched, you know, Bart Starr, I watched Johnny Unitas, and then in Super Bowl III, I saw one of the youngest quarterbacks ever to play, Joe Namath, and, you know, he was just like Broadway Joe. I just loved his style. You know, I loved the
Vinny,
way
you know how fast he was when he was in college? Before he got hurt, he was really fast.
Who, Vince? Vinny?
No.
Joe.
Namath was
Joe
fast Namath. On top.
Alabama was all based on that Belly series, Vinny?
Yeah, I mean, he was a terrific player, you know. And then, you know, you get to the NFL and you start getting hit. And back in those days, I mean, you're lucky to walk after games. But
well, he couldn't straighten up.
You know, when he came to the Rams, though, you know, he was pretty beaten up. He was beaten up pretty good. But I really loved his control, the way he conducted himself, just, you know, his charisma that he had on the field. I mean, he was marvelous.
Did he give you pointers?
So much from him.
Yeah, did you learn a lot? Did he kind of tell you, hey, this, you know, think about this?
Well, you know what? It was funny because we were playing, you know, I was a rookie that year, and I came in, and, you know, what was going on now is you get the rib protectors. You know, you got your vest that you'd wear.
Oh,
and I told Joe, I says, I'm not wearing one of those things, man. I don't need to wear one of those. He goes, you better wear one, dude, man, because you're going to need it one day. I'm telling you. You don't wear it, you're going to be sorry.
Oh, so, yeah, they'll pile him under the ground. Everybody now in the NFC, because he was in the AFC with Jets, everybody in the NFC was laying low for him.
Fred. Go ahead, Vince.
Yeah, he was strapping it up for the games, and you know, what are you doing, Joey? And where's yours at? I said, I don't need one of those. And so, sure enough,
he's 6 inches taller
later,
than
two
Joe,
years so. Later, I started wearing it.
That's good. You started out with the New York Giants, Fred, and you had, of course, you played with Vinny with the Rams, and then you know, and other quarterbacks there. But you also played with Fran Tarkenton. Did you have someone that kind of mentored you when you started with the Giants that was, you know, on the team for a while and you kind of looked up to it and gave you some pointers?
Jim Cat Cabbage. Remember him, Vinny? Defensive end?
I remember the name.
Jim Cat Cabbage. Yeah. He was an old Giant, and he was a great, great guy. And he helped me a lot and showed me positioning, where to stand in the defensive calls. You know, I mean, you know, they'll give you like a 4-3 cover 2 or something, and you have to make sure you're lined up in the right spot. If you're not, you're not in the right defense.
That's Jim Cat Cabbage. I would just like to play with a guy with that name.
You can Google him. He had, in 1969, he had a legitimate flat top.
wait, hold on. What is a legitimate flat top?
Well, you've got to see it.
What does that mean?
You have to Google him, Cat Cabbage. You got to Google him and see how he's from Philadelphia. And every morning he took a lunch box, one of those silver bullet lunch boxes, on the train from Philadelphia and got off of 161st Street in the Bronx and walked up the ladder there to the Giants practice facility. It was really hilarious.
And he had a lunchbox with him?
He had a lunchbox with him, yeah. He looked like a Department of Water Works.
Water and power
guy. Did he use the Butch Wax? That was big at that
time.
Yes,
he did.
That's a legit flat top.
And by the time he got to the stadium, he had to take another shower because all of the soot from the subway had melted his hair.
Oh, these memories. This is good for Super Bowl weekend with Vince Ferragamo and Fred Dreyer here on the Fred Dreyer Show. So Vince, you know, you yeah. led the Rams. This is the you're on the Rams. You lead them to a 9-7 season, and then you go and you beat the Dallas Cowboys and the Tampa Bay Bucks in the NFC playoffs, and then you start a Super Bowl. What was it? 14? You guys were in. Is that was in 1969 yeah. in Pasadena? And you were. Here's the right. fact: the first quarterback to start a Super Bowl in the same season as your first career start. That's a big deal, Vince. Congratulations.
Yeah, it was fun. But, you know, it was the point was that we had the worst record of any team that ever played in the Super Bowl. We only had 9 wins. We were 9-7. And so we snuck in there because we actually – probably, I guess, just 2 seasons in one, because we started off kind of slow, and then we picked up a lot of momentum late in the year, and we went on a run. So that's how we got
Vinny,
into the playoff.
I think right it was in. One of your greatest moments, seriously. That yeah. pass to Billy Waddy with less than, 2 minutes left yeah. in the game in the fourth quarter in Dallas. And nobody saw that pass coming.
That's in the playoffs there, right?
The people behind me, you know, were taking out insurance policies.
Really? All right. We're going to take a break. We're down memory lane here. Vince Ferragamo, our guest, and one of the all-time greats. He's got a wine company now, winery. We'll talk about that, too. And also Fred Dreyer. That's his show. It's the Fred Dreyer Program. You can follow Fred on Twitter, at Fred_Dreyer, on X, as it's now known. On Facebook, live, you can call him Fred Dreyer, the real Fred Dreyer. Check it out. We'll have more for you. Email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738. 1738.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. We should mention that we come to you on radio stations all across the country, including our flagship 790 KABC in Los Angeles. We're also on Sirius XM Channel 217, XM 203. And, of course, you get us on CRN Digital Talk Radio everywhere. And, Vince, you've got a podcast, too, On Point Live with Jackie Slater. Tell us about that one.
Right, we do a weekly show, Mike, and it's a lot of fun to be with Jackie, and of course, anytime you're with the guys you play ball with, it's always fun. And we talk about football, we talk about all different sports. It's On Point Live with Vince and Jackie, so you have to tune into YouTube. You can see it anytime. Now, we have a lot of fun.
Have you, since you gave it to Fred about not being on Hunter, has Fred ever been on your show on Point Live?
You know what? We need to get... Well, your Fred's a busy man. You know, he sees something tracked down sometimes. So. You know, we love to have
Fred and I'll be over.
I spent 40 minutes in an in and out line once.
You did?
Yeah. How busy I am.
Your daughter got you into in and out burgers. You were not a burger guy at all, and now you're like crazy.
Well, I don't overdo it, but they are a good break from good dieting.
Ladies and gentlemen,
hey, Freddie, have you tried the Whataburger?
Oh, that's out of Texas, right?
That's a good.
That's
burger,
in the
too.
Panhandle. That's made in the panhandle.
Yeah, you don't have to wait 40 minutes in line for that one, though. That's
it. Yeah, there's a guy. There's a guy with a apron on that comes out every 20 minutes or so in a trash can and throws food out into the hopper. So if for those people who can't afford you know, okay, to get
we
fed,
get, we get it, we
they're
get.
Gonna get a big wad of beef out of a trash can.
Speaking of big wads of beef, limited time only, and this is for our audience, and you, Vince, and you, Fred, I believe McDonald's is doing like a four-stack hamburgers for your meat eaters.
Not that our mouth isn't big enough.
That's it. So instead of you having two burgers, you can order one and get four patties in there.
God, that's a good idea.
Have you had that, Vince?
That's a jumbo Big Mac, if I've ever heard of
that's
one.
That's a good idea. Vinny, you and I, before you go back to Torrance, you know, you and I got to run by there and...
and get
a bag full.
And since we're talking, Vince, you have gone into the wine business. You got a very successful winery. I kid you not. Tell our audience about this great wine.
Well, we enjoy it, Michael. It's been, you know, a family favorite of ours that we grow the grapes. I was just out this morning, getting ready to prune, and it's that time of year, so you've got to prepare the vines for next year's growth. But
Do you take your shoes off? It's a labor of love
out there. It's a great wine, Sangiovese and Cabernet, and so we blend it each year, and you know, each year it's a little different, and so we enjoy it.
Where do we find it? What's the name of the label? Where do we find it?
In the foot section.
Well, you can find it. Yeah, just look under Ferragamo Wines, and VinceFerragamoVineyards.com is our website.
And Carissa J is on there. Isn't that the blend?
Yeah, Carissa J is named after my three daughters, Kara, Vanessa, and Jenna.
Yeah.
It's our family favorite. That's the one we just grow here locally in Orange County, which you don't get a lot of grapes grown in Orange County.
That's right.
So we like it, and we only make about 30 to 40 cases a year, so it's a limited growth.
You're pruning right now.
Yeah,
you yourself.
Sure. Yeah, I'm getting my grandson. He's a quarterback. He's learning how to.
How
prune
about the
right
hands,
now.
Fred? Come on, you got to take it easy so you can grip the football. Pruning will destroy that.
Yeah, you got to be careful, Vinny. Seriously.
Take it from Fred.
Yeah, I know. I was out there trying to start up the machine today just to kind of grind up all the twigs and the. And all the clippings that we've got, and man, it was like, oh shoot, man, I'm not used to this kind of work anymore. But it's a lot of work, but it's fun.
Fred,
it's
you
fun.
And I should go out there and help him out in the vineyard a little bit, huh?
Come on, I need some help.
Yeah, hey, I remember Chuck Knox telling you, Vinny, you know, all about wine as he was trying to make
Chuck
it to his
great.
Car. Hey, that's some kind of wine you got there, Vince.
Yep, those are the good old days, Fred.
Good coach yes, there, sir. Chuck Knox doing everything and moving along there as well too. So and again, you came back. You were on the Rams, Vince. Then you left, and then you came back. And here's one other thing that you came back in there. You went ahead and you beat the Cowboys and everything. And you played a game. I guess was it in 1982 against the Bears, and at the time you had the second highest mark for passing yards in a game in league history behind the former Ram, Norm Van Brocklin, who did it in 1951. And apparently your performance remains the 15th best in NFL history. How about that?
That was exciting time. It was we lost the game, though. Walter Payton broke the all-time rushing record that game. They stopped the game for him. But late in the fourth quarter,
they stopped
our media director came up to me and says, "Hey, you're getting close to a record." I go, "What kind of record are you talking about?" He says, "Just yardage. I mean, you've got almost 500 yards to the ball."
509, then.
But, you know, we were behind, right, Fred? We were behind. We had to come from behind to win, and so we threw the ball. But guys were catching the ball every which way. I mean, they were diving for it. They were coming up, running after
Is this the 79 playoff game with Dallas?
No, this is what. No, this was the.
No, this is 1982.
The Bear game, okay. Yeah.
Well, I think, if I may change horses in the stream here, I think the Dallas Cowboy game in Dallas in 79 that we won, came back and won with a pass to Billy Waddy. I think that was your greatest moment as a Ram, certainly, Vinny. And nobody saw that thing coming.
Well, you know, even our visit after the NFC Championship game in Tampa Bay, when we beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that it wasn't it was kind of almost anticlimactic, because that game we beat Dallas in Dallas was pretty special. It was some miraculous plays that you can't describe. You couldn't draw it up that way. They just happened, and miraculously, through an act of God, you know, it was there. It came through. But our defense, though, as good as many points, we only scored three times. That's all we needed to score against these guys. Our defense held Roger Staubach and that great offense to under 21 points. So, and that drive that they tried to come back at the end of the game, was just sitting there on the sideline, just praying that, you know, stop them, man. We got to stop these guys, and they did.
You know, we ran a four-man line. Jack Youngblood went over and talked to Ray Malavasi, who was the head coach, and he told him, he says, just stay out of the blitz packages. Don't send linebackers or safeties. Just put four down linemen on the line of scrimmage and put the two defensive ends, Jack and I, on the tight ends, respectively. And they couldn't move the ball. It was a secret defense that was just so
secret sauce.
It was secret, Vinny.
You controlled
the line of scrimmage the way you're supposed to, you know.
And then you say the game against Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers, wasn't as great, even though you won that game after the Dallas Cowboys. How was it playing with Tom Brady? Was it playing with Tom Brady? I know, I'm just trying to. He was young at the time. He was 5 years old.
He was about six, wasn't he?
6 years old.
John McCain. Boy, I tell you, they had that coach. That was a fearsome.
Who was the coach? McCain?
John McKay was the coach. Yeah. He smoked not only a cigar, he smoked like six cigars before he got into the locker room.
They
won the game, but
yeah. This is something.
It wasn't meant to be for them that year. They
had a good team then, didn't they?
They did have a good team.
Yeah, they had a lot of momentum.
Was awesome. I mean, they all played well.
Yeah, they did.
We just played a little bit better. That's the mark. But, you know, it just goes to show you how important these points are in championship games. I mean, we had to win with three field goals. Yeah. We scored a touchdown. They called it back. But, you know, the game last week, 2 weeks ago, Detroit and the 49ers, I mean, you don't want to go for a field goal?
You got to get the points, man.
How critical are these points?
You got to get the points. At the end of the game, you know, it always comes down to when the owner comes through and excuse me, and works his way over to your locker and says, "Why didn't you kick? Why didn't you kick it?"
You don't want that.
You don't want that, and you don't want to be able to have to say, I don't know.
You have to make those decisions, and you know, you can gamble all you want. If it got you there, yeah, that's fine. But in a critical game like that, you're up by 14 to 17 points. They drive the ball. You just got to match them play for play and score for score. You would have went back up by three touchdowns. I mean, three scores, not three touchdowns. You would have been up by 17 again.
Yeah.
And
yep.
that you wouldn't have created a spark for the other team. The 49ers were just looking for a spark to get going, and that's what did it.
Can't give them that spark. That's the whole thing over there. Two legends talking here on the Fred Dreyer Show. Fred Dreyer being Legend 1 and Legend 2, Vince Ferragamo, both played with the Rams. And, you know, here in this segment, next segment, we've got Roger Goodell apparently made his talked about the integrity of the NFL in his third speech that he had, and he was talking about the NFL's first, second, and third priorities. He said the league knows suspicion will run rampant because of the integrity of the Super Bowl 58, as it plays in Las Vegas with a hotbed of gambling there. And he says that's a risk that the NFL was comfortable taking because it's a risk the league believes is adequately addressed. And he had his objectives. When we come back, I need your comments on that. If you guys will hang in there a little bit, we're going to talk about gaming and everything. And Roger Goodell, as he is the, you know, spokesperson for the NFL, league president there. You met him recently, Fred, at one of those Rams meet and greets or whatever. He was chatting away with you.
He was at the Coliseum, Vinny. You know, when they introduced the present day lineup for the Rams. He was a good guy, Goodell. I liked him, you know, but you know, I don't have to do business with him, but he was a good guy. I liked him.
Well, he did sell you that car that one time, but we'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. Our guest, Vince Ferragamo. Stay with us.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
Nope.
Okay, Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right, Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay, no worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
I always do my best to prep for summer, but sometimes things just come up. And when they do, Kohl's and their great prices are always there for me. I just shop their summer cyber sale and saved big on everything I was missing, like summer must-haves under $15, floor care essentials for 50% off, and kitchen appliances for 30% off. Plus, I earn Kohl's cash. So no matter what happens the rest of the summer, I'll be ready. Thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show. Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end. We call him Sultan, Sultan of safeties. There's a record for you. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. Two different quarterbacks. And, of course, the legend Vince Ferragamo, famous Rams quarterback. And what a great career you had, and both you guys. It's great to have you here and let our audience take a listen to you here. And we thank you so much for being with us today. Now, let's talk a little bit, guys, if we can, about Roger Goodell. He said his number one objective, and I'm quoting him now, this is about the Super Bowl being played in Vegas. He says, our number one objective, gambling and outside of gambling, the integrity of our game is critical. It was his annual State of the League address that he held in the Las Vegas Raiders locker room. And he said, quoting again, and so we spend a lot of time focusing on that, educating, making sure that all of our personnel are aware of our gambling policies in this case or any other policy that can affect the integrity of the game. Ultimately, that's our primary job. What do you guys think about that? Fred Dreyer, first you.
Well, he knows his job, and I think he's right. I mean, it's one thing to legalize gambling. I don't think they should have done it, but there's just too damn much money, Vin, out there, and everything we've learned about life as it moves on is all about money. Every single thing, every decision made is about money, and no matter what the moral code is or what your belief systems are, it's all about money.
Vince, your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, it's like the pot calling the kettle black, isn't it, though? Because, you know, instead of condemning, the gaming industry and to the players, they're taking on sponsors like Caesars Entertainment, FanDuel, with DraftKings. You know, these are all gaming businesses that are big sponsors for the NFL. So it's crazy that, you know.
They say don't bet.
On one hand, you say they promoting can't gamble, but then why are they taking on these sponsors? I think Fred's right.
Good about point.
They're just promoting. They use an engine like the National Football League and about pro football, and they push it globally. The reason they're pushing it globally, come for money. You know, so.
Right. And now they're playing the Super Bowl in Vegas, which they've adopted a team in Vegas. The Raiders are there now. It's a gambling mecca of the world. You know?
Hey, Vinny, how many times did we sit in a meeting and have to listen to coaches and league officials talk down to us about gambling? About, remember, this is, you know, you can't go into a bar. If you guys go into a bar, always carry a pencil and pad with you in case somebody comes up to you and wants you to take a bet or ask you about who's on the taxi squad or who's on the injured list.
You're right. They have to protect the integrity of the game, because if they lose the integrity of the game, then everything will disappear. All the money will vanish. And so, you know, you really almost have to impose that restriction on these players. I mean, if they start gambling, I mean, it's chaos, and it just won't work. And so I think Roger Goodell is doing the right thing to the players. But again, you see so much of it. I mean, even fantasy football. I mean, it's not a gaming thing, but it's fun to play. And so as long as it's fun, I guess it's okay. But,
well, it's dominating. It's dominating everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
They say the league is more strongly enforced, also updated its gambling policies in recent years. Players have slightly more lenient restrictions than the NFL staff due to the influence of the NFL's Players Association. But both players and league employees are forced and with consequences for gambling. And betting on NFL games, Goodell said, grounds for termination for a league office employee. NFL players are suspended 1 year for betting on the league and two for betting on their team per the latest policy. And the increase in severity of consequences on NFL betting coincides with the relaxing of policies for players betting on non-NFL sports. So, again, there's like kind of that double standard. And again, Vince, I think you hit on it. If they're strongly against gambling and betting, why are they getting sponsorships, big money, for these gaming sponsors?
Massive corporations. Look what the pandemic did. It turned us completely away from the normal business routes. And in order to do that, they had to collapse a lot of businesses underneath that. And now you have to. Now what they're telling you is, yeah, we want you to stay
home.
We want you to stay home.
Stay at home.
We want you to gamble.
Right.
And we want you to eat cookies and drink beer and watch football games and sporting events on TV.
Not thanks to you guys.
They don't want players to gamble, but it's okay for the fans to gamble. So it's a mixed message. So I just think we have to really protect the youth that we have today. And when they grow up, they need to realize that, you know, hey, go out, work hard, and earn an honest living. And
protect
and
the elderly, too.
Now, no gaming sponsorships that I know of on baseball. There may be some I may not be aware of. But a new research piece was out. The Pew Research Center interviewed and surveyed 12,000 Americans. And they did this in August of last year. And they asked nearly 12,000 adults the following question. If you had to choose one sport as being America's sport, even if you don't personally follow it, which sport would that be? And more than half of the Americans, 53%, say America's sport is football. About twice that share, they say that, baseball is 27%. And smaller shares for basketball, 8%, soccer, 3%, auto racing, 3%, and, of course, my favorite, hockey, 1%. But look at that. Football is overwhelmingly America's sport. Vince, we'll start with you on this one. You agree with that?
Well, I think football is enjoyable. I think people enjoy watching football, but I think America's sport is baseball, because I'll tell you, more spectators go to baseball games than any other sporting event. I mean, they have 162 games a year. I mean, 80 some home games, and they averagely draw 30,000 to 40,000, 50,000 a game. I mean, we do that. We only have 10 home games in the NFL. So, you know, maybe a lot more people are watching it on TV for football, but for a spectator sport and a fan sport, baseball is the number one sport.
Fred?
I think.
Well, the end of the season of baseball and the end of the season in football are compared to one another, and football wins financially all the time.
Yeah.
Now, what do I like personally? I'd like there to be a more pliable way of betting on baseball.
Yeah. Well,
it's not as much fun. There's not as many point proposition bets in baseball like football. But Fred, they pay $700 million for a baseball player
to play baseball. There it is.
There's more money. If I told my grandson, if you had your grandson, what would you tell him to play, football or baseball? I'm going to tell my grandson to play baseball.
Baseball, yeah.
Oh, by the way, fellas, Vinny, I don't know about you, but this college football had better watch itself.
Oh,
otherwise,
it's terrible.
It's over with in college baseball.
You can't build. Rick Pitino even said it. You can't build a winning program. It's so hard now to compete. Where's the God, the allegiance to your team.
Well, where's the leadership?
In a bowl game, Fred.
Where's the leadership in the sport that explained to everybody specifically how the betting business model was going to go and how the players were going to be evenly distributed money? You know, this whole thing was about initially the conversation opened up that we're going to, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get these players some money because, you know, they don't have enough food to eat. Are you kidding? I used to see them over at SCUCLA slugging down fast food. There wasn't anybody starving to death. Suddenly now we've got this need. Let's go out there and save us some college baseball players. After all, they've got to get out there and they need protein to stimulate that brain to get a degree to go play pro football. You know, that's what is the conversation today is an excuse.
No, it's
and
hard.
Soon as they pass that
coaches.
Rule, that independent licensing, you know, if the kid at USC or UC, yeah, USC, if he gets his most jerseys around the country sold, then he gets so much money. Well, he's getting $100,000-$250,000 for his first year, and when he decides that what remains is his scholarship means nothing. They never told anybody how does education now work within the structure, the academic structure of football, and it doesn't.
Yeah, Vince, if it gets into college here, it could just rip it apart a little bit. So Tom Brady's complaining about the quality of the game losing a step here. And so he says, quoting now, "I think college players were better prepared when I came out than they are now." He says, just because so many coaches are changing programs, and I would say there's not even a lot of college programs anymore. There's a lot of college teams, but not college programs that are developing players. Your guys' thoughts on it? You've always talked about in high school even, or before that, Fred, tackling is not studied anymore. Nobody knows how to tackle.
You know what we should do, Vince? I'm not kidding. Is that we should put together a tape of how to play at the defensive line and at the offensive line.
And a fundamental tape.
Fundamental tape.
Because
is. I gave a speech in Torrance one day, it shocked all the fathers, and I got a standing ovation from the mothers when I start saying that their children, their 10, 12, 13 year old kids, are not prepared to play contact football. Mm-hmm. And that was at that level. Think about it, what it is now. They're nowhere near ready to play contact football. They don't even know how to prepare for it. The people that are coaching it don't know what they're doing.
Right. And I think growing up as a kid is important, is an important learning experience to play professional sports if you do go that far, Fred. You know, I've seen it in some of these kids today that are drafted. Where's the background study of these players? You know, when I came out of school, you know, as a kid growing up, I was raised in a tough family, Italian neighborhood, you know, so it was it wasn't easy. But and then I look at, you know, this kid John Brown, who was Mr. Universe. Amon St. Brown is his son, and he's got another son, Academius Brown, St. Brown at Chicago. Uh-huh. These kids, I saw John raise these kids, and they were raised tough. They were smart. They worked hard. They earned anything that was given to them. They had to go out and earn it. And so that's the way they're playing football today. But then I see other kids that are playing. They think they're so good at the pro level, and they're why would they even draft a guy like that?
We're talking to Vince Ferragamo, Fred Dreyer. It's the Fred Dreyer Show.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn. This guy, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The acting legend. We love him. And we got emails now. You can send your emails to Fred Dreyer. Fred Dreyer, F-R-E-D-D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Don from Griffin, Georgia, says, Fred, you were an awesome actor in Hunter.
Thank you.
Still watch it today. When I watch you on CRN, and he's probably checking us out either at our website on Roku or at Facebook Live, he says, when I watch you on CRN, you still look in great shape. Do you still work out, and do you have any advice? Phone it in for the rest of the show. Go ahead,
Fred. Look. I mean, you got to eat great food. You got to simplify your diet.
Well, we know that.
For me, I have fish, I have salmon, I have broccoli, I have all the different types of greens you could possibly imagine.
A lot of green vegetables.
Yes, and then I have a ton of water, and then...
Well, I've gone to dinner with you many times. You'll have maybe one helping, maybe two helpings of a salad, and then a nice piece of salmon, and you'll treat yourself to a dessert or something. Especially a cookie is his weakness. If you're on the other
chocolate
team,
chips.
Yeah, you throw him a chocolate chip cookie, he ain't gonna put that tackle on you. Let me tell you right now, that's the weakness of the man. Pamela says, Hunter catching up on his sleep. All you female fans would love to wake up with that face looking at them. Apparently, your show is running in the evening hours. People can go to bed with Hunter.
Uh-oh.
Go to bed with Hunter.
I wear protection.
Wake up with the morning news. So, Victoria.
See that? I should do a pillow ad. I should do that pillow.
Yeah, there's a good picture here of somebody falling asleep here.
I'm sleeping. All right, that's enough.
That's good. All right, that's enough. We're done, Hunter. That is you sleeping there, and it looks like you got like a tattoo or something.
Well,
I don't know what that
it is.
I don't know what that
is. I was sleeping. I didn't have a tattoo when I went to sleep, but when I woke up, I had one.
You want to send us an email, freddryer@crntalk.com. freddryer@crntalk.com. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDryer. Twitter, Fred_Dryer. And don't forget his website, freddryer.co. That's freddryer.co.
Yes, by all means.
Check that one out.
Highway 395.
And then get that Highway 395. You can download. That's his latest film. It is there on the website at freddryer.co. Check that out. And don't forget to listen to our show every week at this time because we love to have you with us. Right, Fred?
That's exactly correct.